Tell us the time that your best friend had to break some news to you about your significant other. Did your best friend tip you off and say, hey, saw, you know, such and such with someone last night and it wasn't you? Or did you ever have to do that for a friend? Because that's a tough conversation. You did?
Mm-hmm.
Get to us real quick.
What happened, Lauren?
I was working in a desk job in college, and the girl that I was working with said, oh my God, this guy sent me not a naked photo, but a photo of his abs and whatever. And she's like, I'm dating him. Do you want to see the picture? And of course I was like, hell yeah. Give me that phone. And when I looked at the picture, I realized that it was my best friend's boyfriend.
Whoa.
Who is sending this chick his photos.
What are the chances?
I know.
So what do you say?
I was like, yeah, he's hot. I was like, where does he work? Because we called him Voodoo because he worked at a club called Voodoo.
Right.
And, you know, what does he do for a living? So she starts to, I'm just trying to confirm all this information.
I'm guessing the face wasn't in there. It was just the body?
No, it was his face,
too.
Oh,
it was his face. Okay, mm-hmm. So you know.
So, you know, I was like, oh, cool. And then I literally ran to the bathroom and called my girlfriend.
Really? So you didn't tell her at the time that, oh, by the way.
No, I didn't tell that girl. Okay. No.
Interesting. Francis joins the MRL show. Hey, Francis.
Hello.
You caught him cheating. How?
He had told me that he was going with his best friend to Virginia. I went to my cousin's house, and they told me that he had just been there. And he was supposed to be in Virginia for 5 hours already. And my cousin had told me he had just been there with another female.
Oh. Why would he go to your cousin's house with another girl?
That's the same thing I asked.
Because men aren't smart.
He told my cousin, he was like, don't tell her that I was here. And, of course, my cousin's going to be like, you know, he called me, and I went over there, and he showed me a picture of the girl and everything. And so I called my husband, and I was like, so where are you? And he was like, I'm in Virginia. And I was like, well, who's Kristen? And he hung up on me.
Wow. And then what happened? Did you guys end up staying together, or did you end it?
Oh, no. I'm divorced.
Man. Wow. Thanks for sharing, Francis. See? Cousin's coming through.
Mm-hmm.
Let's just blindly answer the phone.
Okay, hi, you're on the MRL show. Can you turn your radio down?
Yes.
Okay, so who's this?
Atiya White.
Hi, how are you?
Did you ever catch him cheating?
Actually, I did. It was my youngest daughter's dad, and my best friend ended up telling me because she was the one sleeping with him.
She told you?
Yeah. She kind of like... Tia, I have some bad news about your boyfriend. It's time. I was like, what's wrong? He's cheating. And I was like, oh, really? And she's like, yeah, because he kind of slept with me. Are you freaking kidding me?
Kind of slept with me.
Yeah,
Auntie, I hope you're okay. Auntie, can I get you a drink now?
I was like, so you're supposed to be my best friend. Since elementary, and
oh man,
you know, and then this is what happened, and now she wonder why we don't have a relationship now.
Yeah, of course,
man. I'm so sorry to hear that. Thank you for sharing. All right, let's say hi to Lauren in Charlotte. Hey, Lauren.
Hi, how are you?
We're good. So Allison's bestie caught her significant other out on a date. Did that happen to you?
No, actually, my best friend, I was out with her one night, and I had to actually break news to her twice, where I found two separate significant others that were, messing around. First time we were out, and another friend of mine saw her significant other out and called me. So at that moment, I was like, okay, I don't know what to do. We're alone in the car. We actually were stopped to just chat. So I kind of just broke the news to her, and then... she called him because he had kind of been leading her on that he was at a conference and it was boring. He was texting her the entire time. I'm so bored. I don't know what to do. I just want to go home. Meanwhile, he was at the store with some other chick. So we went over to his apartment and proceeded to call him and honk the horn outside the window.
That's funny.
Yeah.
And then the second time I was at a wedding and I walked in between the conversation between one of the cocktail waitresses and a groomsman. And they were talking about the same person's boyfriend at the time. And I remember I was like, oh, God, are they talking about Julio? Stopped, and I wound up picking the brain of the cocktail waitress, and she gave up all the info.
Oh, man.
Oh, my gosh.
Your team.
Outside to the patio, because it was winter,
yeah.
And call my friend who was with this guy at the time. They were actually, in the same room. And I was like, okay, you have to call me back. So the next day I called her and I said, you have to come over. And I said, meet me in the basement. came downstairs into my basement where my laundry room was. And I remember I was like, okay, I have to tell you something, and I don't want you to hate me.
Yeah. Yeah. Like, Lauren, I'm going to let you go because your phone is super loud right now. But I think we got it. And what's funny is that she took her friend down to the basement like it's some mafioso stuff.
I feel bad. It was the same friend that got cheated on twice.
Amazing, right?